AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
We're pleased to have with us here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Alex Mosikowski, because the Emporia Rotary Club's getting ready for Grocery Grab.
Grocery Grab is back. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you in. How excited are you and the other Rotary Club members here for Grocery Grab 2023?
Oh, we're really excited. The fact that we were doing this for 5 years and it's been successful, we always look forward to the actual day of the grocery grab because it's a lot of fun. It's a very quick but exciting event, and everyone feels pretty good afterwards of all the hard work they put into it.
Yeah, great concept, great idea, and glad to see it's back for another year, Alex. And exactly what goes into this, and tell people how the grocery grab works and how they can get involved.
Yeah, so the grocery grab right now, Rotarians are selling tickets for anyone that's 18 or older. It's a raffle, so you can purchase as many tickets as you want from a Rotarian member, or you can purchase tickets from Goods Cash Saver. And then there will be a drawing on November 11th, Saturday, which is Veterans Day. And then 6 semifinalists will be drawn, and they will contact those finalists. And then the following Saturday, November 18th, we'll actually have the actual grocery grab, where we'll do another drawing, and one of those finalists will get to do the grocery grab. The other finalists will still get a prize. It's a $50 gift card to the Goods Cash Saver store. And then as far as the finalists, as far as the big day, they get 5 minutes in the store to grab as much groceries as they can. There are some restrictions, like no non-food items, no alcohol, and then only 1 minute in the meat department, with only 2 items per meat item, just because they need to make sure to have enough meat for today to sell to customers. So other than that, they have 5 minutes to grab as many groceries as they can, and then the groceries are paid by Rotary.
I tell you what, this is, you mentioned here about how quick this is, but the run through the store, we've had a chance to cover this every year, and the run through the store is very fascinating to see how the finalists actually kind of work their way through and get the items that they need and then get the items that they want and, you know, have those other areas across the store that they have to skip.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting to see the different strategies each winner has employed, because if I was doing it, I would think I would try to grab as many as I can from every aisle and just kind of stick my hand out and just have it all tumble into the cart. But a lot of the winners, they have a particular goal. Like they, for example, we've had several food pantries that have won, and so they're looking for non-perishable items. So they particularly go to the cans, and they go to the spices, and they focus on that instead of running around the whole store. So they're kind of target approach to how they're going to like figure out which aisles to go down to.
Well, Alex, how much are tickets?
Tickets are $10.
Okay, you can buy as many as you want.
You can buy as many as you want, and also on the back of them, there's a $5 coupon to Goods Cash Saver. So if they spend over $50, they can get $5 off. So, spend $10 on your ticket, and you can get $5 back if you happen to shop there.
Not a problem there. And as far as proceeds, what do you generally designate proceeds for, Alex?
This year, our proceeds are going to Bloom House Youth Services, and they offer shelter and services to homeless and runaway youth, or any youth that's kind of at risk of being housing insecure. They provide art therapy and case management services, and really excited to partner with them because one of the goals with this project, with this fundraiser, is to help kind of new organizations that are doing great work in the community to kind of help support them in those initial years. And we kind of thought that this was a good way to help make a sustainable way to help support the organizations with this fundraiser.
The other question I have here, Alex, too, is just, this certainly not only highlights, the event specifically, but it highlights what you guys are doing at the Rotary Club. And maybe you can fill folks in who haven't been paying attention exactly to some of the different mission points that you have and some of the other work that you're doing in the community.
Sure. So Rotary has kind of 2 basic principles. One is that we're a service organization, and I'll kind of get back to that. So we provide opportunities for service for members, but we're also an opportunity for people from all different kind of professions to get together and kind of network. and we meet once a week, and we have speakers from the community that help us kind of learn about what's going on in the community. And then those opportunities for service, we always are looking for new opportunities. Just recently, we've had several projects. So we had a pickleball tournament where the funds were used to go to Corky's Cupboard, which is a food pantry for students at ESU. We also just recently did a cleanup project and make improvements to the Girl Scout Camp EE. And then every fall, and we're just gearing up for this, we are distributing dictionaries to third grade students. So yeah, service is very much at the core of what Rotary does.
Outstanding. All right. Well, again, how can folks get involved in the raffle here for the Grocery Grab?
Yeah, if you want interested in finding out more about the Grocery Grab, you know, if you know a local Rotarian, great. We also have a website, so RotaryEmporia.com. You can find out more about our fundraiser there. Also, are on our Facebook page. You can find out about Rotary as well.
When's the deadline to get those tickets purchased, Alex?
November 7th, so a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. November 7th, folks, not that far away, really.
Nope. So
yes.
Get that taken care of. Alex, great job. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, local Rotarian Alex Mosikowski. It is the Great Grocery Grab.
Great is the word.
Coming up early November there.
All right, a couple of interviews in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. We'll have Leanne Kester joining us. There's a special haunted house for the Chase County Old School, which is coming up this weekend, but there's also a fundraiser for the roof. So that's going to be our focal points for the Newsmaker 2 segment here at 8:20 tomorrow morning. Chris Piney joins us for the Newsmaker 3.